Two Crossfield residents with a desire to give back to those on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic have teamed up to spearhead a school support card program to show appreciation to healthcare workers this fall. According to Liz Grace, the support cards, or report cards, are filled out by students including an A+ grade designation and a thank you note in the hopes of encouraging healthcare workers who have been bearing the brunt of the pandemic. Grace said the idea for the project came about during a hike with her friend Chelsea Divold. "We often have really great brainstorming sessions after some really exhausting hikes," Grace said. "We were driving back, home, one day and we were feeling helpless on how to say thank you, to healthcare workers. We decided the cutest and funnest way would be to recruit some kids to do up some thank you cards." Grace added that Divold is a graphic designer by profession, and so she quickly got to work designing templates for the support cards. The project came to life in September, beginning with Crossfield Elementary School, whose students were eager to participate. A few other schools and daycares soon jumped on board, too. "We've got two different systems for two hospitals right now, Peter Lougheed Center and Rocky View General Hospital, and we're working out delivery logistics for a third one," Grace said. "We want to make sure it's not extra work for them and we want to do it in the safest possible way." She added, so far, the reception has been overwhelmingly positive from the healthcare workers who have received the support cards. "We wanted to organize something to let healthcare workers know they are supported, appreciated, and loved, and what better way to do that than with adorable cards from kids," she said. "We've reached out to a lot of schools and we're going to reach out to the Calgary Board of Education. Anywhere within Rocky View and Calgary, we're offering to go to schools and pick up packages, so it's not extra workload for them either." Grace added she and Divold would like to grow the program in coming months so it becomes self-sustainable in schools and other regions. "We're happy to talk to hospitals and schools and facilitate delivery options, and we're hoping the program grows," she said. Schools are encouraged to download a template for the cards and have their students participate, though Grace cautioned they should not deliver the cards themselves so as to avoid overwhelming the hospitals. They should instead contact Grace and through their website to arrange a delivery. "We don't want people dropping these off at the hospitals themselves," she said. "We've set up avenues of safe delivery with the proper hospital staff and we want to make sure they are being delivered through those avenues." She added there are instructions on the website and they will pick up cards from schools, or individuals are free to email or mail the cards to them. According to Grace, neither she nor Divold work in the healthcare industry, but their respect and admiration for those who do is what encouraged the program. "I have so much admiration and respect for healthcare workers, even on better days, but especially now," she said. "I've got friends that are nurses and I have so much respect for them. I don't know what to do or say to help out in any meaningful way, so this felt like something we could do to lift spirits or at least let them know they are supported." She added it is often the negative voices that are heard over and above the majority of people who are in support of healthcare workers during the pandemic, and she wanted to change that. "We wanted to make sure they heard lots of support," she said. For those interested in participating in the support cards program, visit supportcards.ca. Carmen Cundy, airdreetoday.com. Follow me on Twitter @CarmenRCundy.